Okay, I'd like today, this week, for those who weren't here last week, we're taking a break from Kuf Yud Ches, and we're actually going to learn little pieces of Siman Reish Aleph, which is Hilchos Mikvayos. Hilchos Mikvayos is here in Yeredeia Chelek Beis. The purpose is to understand the way Mikvayos are built today in the United States, and Baruch Hashem, over the last 30 years or so, since the 60s, it's 40 years or longer, the mikvahs in the United States, by and large, are built one way. Chabad does something a bit different, which I'll explain. The opportunity we have today is to go and see the virus that were poured for the mikvah here on the corner of East 28th and Avenue R. They were poured 2 weeks ago. The frame was removed, and now you can see the virus the way they are, and hopefully we'll have an understanding of what makes up a mikveh and how we're noyig. Now, everyone knows that a mikveh needs a memsah of megashamim, or of course meimayin. Of course, if it's spring water, that's fine. If not only fine, it's better. But typically a mikveh is memsah of megashamim, of rainwater. The way the rainwater is brought is typically by having the roof constructed in a way that there's a valley where the rainwater will come together, and a pipe leading from the roof into the bar of the mikveh. In a building that's built for a mikveh, such as the one we're going to see today, it's simple. The roof is originally constructed in a manner in which there can be a straight pipe that goes down and brings the rainwater into the bar. If you remember, a couple of years ago, there was a tumult about a mikveh here nearby on King's Highway. There, their problem was that it was a regular building originally, and they were now creating a mikveh in the basement. In order to bring the water from the roof to the basement, it was necessary to construct a series of pipes that would lead it there. Of course, the pipe at no point could be a kli, could be a keli. And it appears that at some point there was some sort of a problem, and they had taken an accordion pipe from they have an event of a dryer, and they had installed it. The problem was that accordion has, you know what I mean, the accordion pipes, the flex pipes, and that has in it ridges, which is what caused the tumult, and that shiloh is not for now. But that was one of the tumults. It was taken care of to the satisfaction of those who are involved. And what? It's not for now. We can learn it once as well. Mikvayos, I have to say, I'm fortunate. One year, when in my kollel years, we learned mikvayos, and I spent a year learning Hilchos Mikvayos. And as much as I forget everything, but if you will learn it once properly, it comes back more easily. That's the way it is. The things that you learn with proper iyun once, when you learn it again, it comes back quickly. And not a malach, but I think when you learn the malach, you're fooling around a little. You had a blackberry under the table. But at any rate, so mikvahs today is a specialized field, but at least we'll try to get the basic idea of the way mikvahs are created. There are places in Europe where all mikvahs were made with meimayon, which were made by connecting the bar, the place that you tivel to a spring. If it's connected to spring water, that's the best thing. I've seen one such mikveh down in Brighton, a mikveh which happens to be not a mikveh that's used for the normal uses, but when the Jacobsons built a funeral home there in Brighton, as you know, the water level is very high. And they created a mikveh, which is used for tahara, by connecting it to the water of the ocean, by just digging down. It's frightening, you know. You open a trap door and you see the ocean under you. It's a little scary, but that connected with a meimayin. Meimayin, natural water, is the best connection. We don't have it. Next best thing would be that you wait for the rain, you fill up a mikveh, you have rainwater, and you table in it. Now, that's not practical because the water gets dirty eventually. And when it gets dirty, you have to empty it. And you have to empty it, so again, you're going to have to pray for rain. You have to get the Indians to do some type of rain dance and hope that that the rain comes. It's not a practical item. And therefore, throughout the Dairis, Klal Yisrael has looked for various ways of rectifying the problem, and there are basically two eitzes, which were used independently, separately, in different places in Europe. And today in America, we do both. And I'd like to explain the two eitzes and the way we do it, and the reasons that we do it. And I think those of you used to learning halacha will be nispoil from exactly how vite we go in mikvahs. The klal milchus mikvahs is that we yotzei kol hashitas. Mikvahs has to do with taras klal Yisrael, and it says already in kadmainim before the rishayim that a mikvahs we yotzei kol hashitas. So the regular rules of halacha don't apply. We're machmir even, as you'll see in a minute, on a shita, and we can't even say who the machmir is. We don't even know who's the machmir on such a shita, and I'll explain to you exactly. So, the mikvah, now here I only have a two-dimensional board, so when I'll explain to you later, when we go there, it'll be slightly different, but basically, a side view of a mikvah, here's your mikvah, the steps leading down into the mikvah, and the person stands here and is tayvel. Now, that mikveh itself today doesn't have any rainwater in it. It's regular water. It's changed, it's cleaned, it's filtered, whatever is done. The first way of taking care of this particular issue is to create a bar that's called a bar hashaka. It's the simplest bar. That means you create a bar over here. This bar has rainwater in it. Rainwater comes in, it fills up till here with rainwater. This is a kosher mikveh. You make what's called a nekev hashaka, a hole over here, connecting the bar of rainwater to the mikveh. So here you have rainwater, and here you have a mikveh. What you do is you fill up the mikveh with clean water, and you open this nekev. Now that nekev has to be what Chazal called kishefeferes hanoid. Shefeferes hanoid is a width where you can put two fingers in and turn them loosely. That's the shear of Shefeferes hanoid. Chabad has a chumra that it should be three etzbais or a tefach, depending on where, but it should be bigger. And since it's not a hard chumra to do, all the mikvahs have gimel etzbais, some even have a tefach for this particular hole. It's a bit of a plea where Chabad could get such a chumrah because it's a davar ha-meforish that it's shtei etzbois. But if we have a chance to get to it, I'll explain the theory of from where it comes. But anyway, that's the neck of Hashaka. That's what I was waiting, because they had poured the virus 2 weeks ago. They hadn't drilled the neck of Hashaka, and now they did.
Good.
So there are 2 points. First of all, about this neck of Hashaka, you should know that mikvahs, you go sometimes to the women's mikveh, they're very careful. They have people that are mefakeach on it all the time. I know of one men's mikveh here in a shul in the basement where somebody had gone to tevel kalim. And he wanted to be mahadir to tevel the kalim in the bar rather than here, for the reason I'll tell you in a minute. He opened the bar and he noticed that the rainwater over the years had evaporated, so it was below the neck of Hashaka. What remained was below the neck of Hashaka, and therefore the mikveh, they opened the hole, they closed the hole, didn't do anything, because there was no megashamim.
If they opened the hole, the water would come back and it would raise the level back.
Yeah, I wonder if they opened the hole. I don't know. Maisa Shahya Kacha, yeah. What? Maybe they didn't even open the hole. Or they opened it quickly and closed it. No, the water would equalize. 1 second. And what they do, they have now a contraption. I don't know who uses it and who doesn't. They have a contraption that has an alarm. It's basically like you have the floater in the toilet bowls, or they have it in the gas tanks in the car. A floater device, and they attach it now to an alarm so that if it goes below a level, an alarm goes off. And whatever they do, they have to make sure it's high enough. Now,
that
take it all out and they take the water out to redo it, do they have to open it up again every single time?
Yes, yes. All right, let me explain.
They have to make sure that the Bora Shaka doesn't go below 40
below 40 sa, right. Right. Yeah, below, it shouldn't be below 40 sa'ar, it shouldn't be below the neck. The Megashavim is clean. This water eventually gets dirty. Now, the Shaila is the following Shaila. Should this hole be open? Or should it be closed? It's got to be open at some point to be machshir. Should it be open or should it be closed at the time that people are tivling? Now, the makar of the nidain, as I said, we try to be out to all the shitas. There's a shach kuf yud beis in Reish Aleph who brings the following. In the Shulchan Aruch there,
where is it?
It's shach kuf yud beis in Simen Reish Aleph. It's on Sif Nun beis. The mechaber says la'achish and nisarav apostolim akosher afila rega nishar la'olam. Once it's kosher forever. Which means you can restuff the hole. The Shach says, Rabbeinu Yeruchim Kosav, now listen to this. Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes, Nistapko ha-mefarshim in nishar ha-shav bech-sheirai, like even shenistam ha-nekav chayzal psul like a bitchila. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, one Rishon, brings Nistapko ha-mefarshim, that they were mesupik, maybe it has to be open when you tovel it too, but tovel ha-hachmi l'chadchila. That's the Shach. Because of this shach, we don't know a shita that holds it has to be open when you tivel. We don't know a name. All we know is Rabbeinu Rucham says the stop goam afarshim. Nevertheless, because of that, we want the nekev always to be open. All right, what's the problem? So we'll leave the nekev open. The problem is there's a second chumrah. There's this a chumrah. Mikra din, you open it, you close it again, it's kosher. However, to be yaitz in this Rabbeinu Yeruchim's Nistapko HaMefarshim, we have a reason to leave it open. There's another problem. If you leave it open, there's a concept of Natal Sav and Nasan Sav, or Nasan Sav and Natal Sav. Now that concept, according to the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, has nothing to do with this. There's a concept that if you have a kosher mikveh, Natal Sav and Nasan Sav actually means, the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, if you throw in a mikvah 40 sa', you throw in milk, or you throw in some other mashka, it's still kosher, as long as it's not nishtana mareyu. But if you throw in a sa' and take out a sa', throw in and take out a sa', adrubai, if you're going to do it 40 times, it's going to pass on a mikvah. Now, there's nothing to do with our mikvah. We don't put in milk, we don't put in temed, we don't put in any other drinks. But there's a shitas ha'ravid, which is likely the shitas ha'rambam as well, that has a sheet that is not brought in the mechaber. That natal sav and nasan sav is a psul with she'uvim. And it means the following. If you have a mikvah of 40 sav, you throw in ma'im she'uvim, it's kosher. Once you have 40 sav, you throw as much she'uvim as you want. But, if you have 40 sav, you throw in one sav of she'uvim and take out a sav of the mixture. Throw in, take out. Throw in, take out. Until such time as you've thrown in 21 sa' rubai, that's going to passel the mikvah, probably because of marisayin. That's what most mafarshim explain. It's marisayin because it seems to be mostly she'uvim. And there's such a shita that passels. Now again, that shita is not mikra adin. It's a chumra, which is also a shach. This is in the shach Samach Gimel. It's Shach Samach Gimel. It's a short Shach. He calls it Das HaRambam. Demayim Shuvim Adrubai Dafka Kosher V'chein Hevi B'shem Arayvin. Listen to the Lashon. Afal Pi Shah Achrayinim Eskimu Lahachshir. When the Shach says Achrayinim, he means the Achrayinim, he means the 16th century, 16th, 17th century. Eskimu Lahachshir. Because Mekavakim Ein Roy Lahachnes HaRosh Bein HaMachlaikis. It's not right to get involved in a dispute. Now what does that mean? That means we have here two chumras that are saisa one the other. If I'm going to leave this hole open all the time, then the water is going to mix. This is ma'im shuvim, this is regular water. It's going to be not al sav and not san sav. Water from here is going to go in and water is going to come out. Water is going to go in and water is going to come out. Especially because the nature is because of water pressure. When you open this hole, the water level is going to be the same. Now, a human being goes in, raises the water level here. It's going to even. That means water from the Mayim Shuvim is going to go into the bar, so that when this goes up, that'll go up the same way. And when the person goes out, they're both going to go down. It'll be Natal Sav and Nasan Sav. So therefore, leaving the mikvah open is a problem with this chumrah of Natal Sav and Nasan Sav. Leaving the mikvah closed is a problem of leaving it open, Nekev HaShaka. So therefore, this system doesn't let you be Yaitza Kol HaChumras. This water is a kasher mikvah through Ashaka. I understand. But still, every time you throw, I have a mikvah 40 size, throw in shuvim. It's always kasher. Because our guys, because of the Marisayan, that you're going to go in and take out, go in and take out. So it's always kasher.
You have a simple solution. You can always make sure that there's double amount of money in the water in the bar.
But double, you're going to have a problem when you have 80 saw, so now you're going to have 60 times a saw that goes. So again, you're going to have roiv, not shuvim. Eventually, you're going to have the problem that roiv of the water is going to have switch.
How does that cheat to explain that?
Okay, it's a good question. It's a gzeir, because it's really only a gzeir out of Marisayim. That's really the answer. Everything's strange, and what's even stranger is we don't. But the Shach says, "Ain roi lachnis the roi shevein
amachleikus." If it's closed, the water that was in the mikvah shuvim is considered good water, is a mikvah, yeah. Or is it only through the hashachah?
It's only.
Is it only when it's open? When it's closed, it's still now my mikvah.
It's when it's closed, it's my mikvah. The ikar din is once it's open, it's my mikvah. Now, the eights is, I want to first get, yeah. What? Right. It's still this exact. And when I throw in, F, what he saw, I throw in Mayim Shuvim. It's Mayim Shuvim. It fell into a mikvah. It's kosher. So what's the problem? The Rambam holds that there was such a gezerah, Adrubai. Okay?
That water now is mikvah water.
They're both good, and the gezerah still applies. And still there's a gezerah. I'm taking away the steps, not for halachic reasons, just to be able to show you a second eitzah. There's actually, as I said, Chabad has one way of dealing with it, which I want to get to. The mikvahs that we're going to see here deal with it as follows. There's something called a bar zariah. A bar zariah is another bar. Now I'm going to draw it because you're going to see it's twice the width, and I'll tell you why in a minute. You have here a bar zariah, a second bar. So now you have a mikvah, you have a bar shashaka and a bar zariah. Now, when we go and look at it, the bar shashaka and bar zariah are next to each other. If I could draw a three-dimensional, I'd draw it behind the bar shashaka. In fact, just for the purposes of drawing it, I'm going to show it to you this way. On the other side of the mikvah, it's actually not on the other side. So this is another bar. Now, this is also filled with rainwater, so that when the rainwater originally comes and they start the mikvah, they fill up this mikvah, they fill this bar, and they fill up this bar. What's a bar zariah? Bar zariah also has a nekev kishveres hanayid. In a bar zariah, the way the water enters the mikvah from the street, from the tap water, is instead of going in here and then opening the hole, the water originally, you have here a bar zariah, the water that comes from the street goes in here, and then from here it goes into the mikvah. That's called a bar zariah. Why is it a bar zariah? Because the water is zaruah, it's planted into this mikvah. What do we gain by a bar zariah? What? Mayim shuvim. Street, we're considering the water comes from the tap to be mayim shuvim. Now, the original bar is rainwater. It starts with rainwater. However, no, originally this is filled with rainwater, just like this is filled with rainwater. Day one is filled with rainwater. In order to be makshir the mikvah, we put the water in here and it goes out here. We do a bar zariah. What do we gain? We gained that. We don't have to leave this nekev open. There's no reason to. When you do hashaka, we have a chumrah. The nekev has to stay open. Here, the water became kosher before it went in. And because the water became kosher before it went in, they pour in the water, they do it, and then they seal the hole. There's no need to leave the hole open. It helps, of course, it stays cleaner. Eventually, this bar with the hole open all the time eventually will become dirty. And your marviach, a bar zariah. Now, in a bar zariah, the Sam Seifer and the Chazaynish are two champions of bar zariah. They hold that in a bar zariah, it's the best way to be machshir a mikvah originally, to put in the water this way, and to be machshir. Now, let me finish.
Why do we need the first one?
Why do we need the first one? Okay. The problem, obviously, will be that eventually you'll have here not tosav and nasasav mamish. You're putting it and taking out all the time. Therefore, the way a bar zariah is built is the following. There's a board in between. Now, we're not going to see the board, because when they pour the mikveh, you'll see they pour the wall of the bar zariah, they pour the cement with a little shelf here, so that the board could fit on it. On the two sides. So the bottom bar of the bar zariah is slightly narrower, at a quarter of an inch. They put a board across, and they have here a hole, a sheferes hanoid hole, from top to bottom. Which means that this is 40 saw, and this is actually 80 saw. Which is why this is typically twice as wide as that. The bar shaka is 40 saw, the bar zariah is 80 saw. What exactly do we gain? Now back to our old problem. You have a hole that's open all the time, and again, the water is going to mix. So the thinking is that in this case, when water is on top and on bottom, the tendency of the water is not to mix. When you have water side by side, you go in, you go out, the water mixes. When you have water one above the other, it doesn't mix, especially if the top water is warmer and the bottom water is colder. Warm water and cold water doesn't mix by itself. And therefore, the bottom bar is going to tend to be is going to be the original water. So that your marviach, the mile of a bar zariah, the Chassam Sofer writes in his tshuva, and his lashon is that to have a bar zariah without a bar hashaka is the way he encouraged. He said, I think his lashon is, I was born from such a mikvah, from a bar zariah. And the fact that he writes it that way is a very strong thing. And therefore, the idea is to have such a bar zariah, in which case the mikvah goes in and this stays whole. Now, what? No, what it helps is that this doesn't mix. The thinking is this and this don't mix. And the bottom one, you have the chumrah of natasav and nasasav. And on top, you can leave the neck of hashaka closed, which is a side mila for the cleanliness of the water. And the mela, you have like all the milas. It's a separate bar.
So why is it there that the field? Why do you need a bar zariah just to get around the problem of closing the?
Okay, let me finish. This understanding that top water and bottom water don't mix is a controversial one. Rav Meisha, Nigris Meisha, says we have no such Kabbalah. We have no Kabbalah, top water and bottom water don't mix. Now they're tying in Svara, top water and bottom water don't mix. Rav Meisha argues that we have no such Messiah. Adarabi, he brings the Gemara that's Mashma Fakert. The truth is there's a Bir Halacha in Hilchis Chametz. There's a Taz. The Taz says that if you have water that's Chametz stick before Pesach, you throw it into a bar, you can assume it was bottle. The Taz says that you can't assume it was bottle b'shishim, because maybe the water you threw in last sat on top of the bar. So you can't assume it was bottle b'shishim in the bar. So the Taz says top water and bottom water doesn't mix. Those of you who learned Basa B'chalav know in a pot, when something falls in, you need near v'kisa. Yeah, to assume it mixed, you have to stir it or cover it. So Rav Meisha says, so that seems to be a raya, it doesn't mix. So Rav Meisha says, no, near v'kisa is in the first few seconds, it doesn't mix. Eventually it mixes. As far as the Taz, who says the chametz stick of water stays on top, Mishnah Berurah says, Lo hevesi divrei ha-taz, kivan shamayim ha-arvin. The Bar Halacha says, I didn't bring the taz la-halacha, this is cool, la-halacha's chametz, because water mixes. So this is a very controversial eitzah. Chabad is a champion of this eitzah. As a matter of fact, kedekach. I told you earlier, the Chabad mikvahs are built differently. This is the way our mikvahs are built.
Why did they make the whole thing Bozvia mime from the Megishomim?
Right.
Why did they make the whole thing, even the top part?
They make the whole top part also Megishomim, yeah. Even the top. Yeah, but now you have to fill up the mikvah. You can't wait for rain. You need the mikvah today. So therefore, you're going to pour in the water. Now, when you're tevil, one nekev is left open, and one nekev is closed. The nekev has baras riyah is closed when you're tevil. Barashaka is left open. A lot of the chassidish places that have two nekvah, you'll see the holes there. You'll see that they're closed. I've seen chassidish yidden go to tevil and they pull out the nekev. They pull out. Hope they get permission from whoever it is. They pull it out to tevil. They want to be yaitzah kol hashitas and whatever tefillah they're doing. Now Chabad has a different configuration. Chabad has a custom to build the mikvah, the bar under the mikvah. In other words, they have a bar here with a nekev hashaka here. As I said, what? It's a barzriya automatically because you're tevil, you're something that's above it. And in this way, they don't need this, they don't need this. They have a bar underneath, and the saimach that it doesn't mix, so you yaitza the sheet of natosav and asasa. I think they also have a hider in the construction of the floor, which I didn't fully understand. And this is the way they build it now. And the nekev is left open, and the saimach that it doesn't mix. This fills up with
originally
fills up with rainwater. Then they put the floor on.
Don't we always want to replenish the bar?
The bar. If they really want, they can empty out the mikveh, clean it out. Open the nekev is open. When it rains, the rain is made to come into the mikveh and it'll go into the bar. So they can do it that way if they want. Now, the maila that they have is that they feel that this is a hashaka of something that doesn't mix. And they have from the Rishab, was that the middle, they called the middle rabbi, is the Rishab?
Before.
So they have from him that this is the way he did it. Now, the theory is that the reason for the other chumrah to have a nekev that's more than two tfachim shveras hanayit, which also comes under Rishab, is based on the fact, I think you learned in the Gemara in different places, if you have a kli, it's makabel tumah. You have to make a nekev kamaitzi rimain. You have to make a big hole to passel a kli that shouldn't be mekabel tumah. It's the box in which people were tevil, the Rishab was chayshish, they would lower some type of a box, it would be a kli. And the kli, it can't be tevil in the davar mekabel tumah, even if the water is rainwater. You have to tevil in something, the thing itself is now the mekabel tumah. And that's from where it came to minik to make a nekev kamaitzi rimain, three etzbais or a tefach. That's where the custom came, and once the custom started that way, it's sort of a light plug. In Lubavitch, they always make a nekev kamaitzi rimain, three or four etzbais. Be that as it may, this is the way they make it. What's the downside? The Divrei Chaim had a shita that hashaka top to bottom doesn't work. He said, you don't find anywhere in Shas hashaka up to down. He said hashaka is only sideways. The Katafris, he says that a top to bottom, it's not enough to do a hashaka. He has rayas to it. And the bottom line they get to us is that for whatever reason, he held the opposite extreme. So you have the Chabad shita, which is the shita most, the top to bottom works. Ramesha, who says in between, it works, but it mixes just like sideways. And then the Dechumra of the Divrei Chaim, which Ramesha addresses, grabbed in his Truva, Divrei Chaim shita. And Ramesha holds a chilek. He says the Divrei Chaim is right when you have two bairis that are connected with a pipe. Connection of a pipe, up top to bottom, there's an issue of katafris, which is we're not going to go into. But he says when it's just a wall with a hole, Ramesha holds that the Divrei Chaim's rayas fall away and that it's kosher. At any rate, this is the way the mikvahs are made, a bar hashaka, and a barzeria. Now I wanted to add two more nakudas. Yeah. That's one of the rais. The bar, the Yamshel Shloimei, had a neck of Kamaitzi Rimein, it says in the Gemara in Erevin. It was on... No, but it was Meimayin that flowed into it. Meimayin flowed in and flowed out. But it says it was a neck of Kamaitzi Rimein, so that's one of the rais that you need a bigger neck. The... What? Rainwater, yeah. No, the Hashaka gets straight rainwater. It's perfect. Now... If the water freezes, it doesn't passel. Water freezing is not a psul. As a matter of fact, there's a daya in the Mishnah that if you freeze mayim shuvim and then allow it to melt, it becomes ayshuvim. And Rav Chaim Moshe has a tshuva. It's a very interesting story. Rav Fivel Cohen in the 80s went to Russia before everything had come... before everything collapsed in Russia, he went to Vilna. And one of the things there was to be makshir a clandestine mikveh. You couldn't start building all kinds of things. So it's a mind-boggling thing. He went to Vilna, and they asked him how to be makshir the bar. They want to make a mikveh. They dug a bar. They have a mikveh. How do you get rainwater into the bar? Reb Chaim Oizer, the last rav of Vilna, has a tshuva, in which is matter b'shas hadchak using what he calls kunstice, which is frozen water, taking mayim shuv, freezing it, throwing it into the bar and letting it melt, and that's machshir the shuvim. And it's just a mind-boggling thing that the last rav in Vilna, he has a psak that in Vilna they can only be samech on it, and that's what they rely on. And I wanted to mention two more items. Yes. What? Snow is a kuliyama. Ice, you need, you come into machlaiks, and then snow you can certainly use. Yeah, when you want to change, you have to bring more ice every time, so, okay. Now, what? Yes, rainwater freezes, doesn't pass on mikvah. Does not. No, ice that freezes is kosher. Ice that's still frozen is more of a problem. Now there are two more items. Let me say, and we'll get. There are two more things that are done. I don't know if this was done yet. There's something called hamshacha. Hamshacha is that if you take mayim shuvim and you run it on ground that's 3 tefachim or more, there's an idea that that's machshir shuvim. However, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch is that you can only use that for a mir of the mikvah. For raiv of the mikvah, you need real rainwater. And for 19.9 sa, you could use hamshacha water. We have a custom that the mezriya, before it runs in, there's a piece of hamshacha platform. Now, hamshacha platform is a machlokes the mechaber and the ramah. The mechaber holds can run it along anything that's not mekabel tumah. The ramah says it has to be something that could absorb water, like earth. Or we use the type of cement that they use in the blocks, the block bricks, which is makabel, which absorbs water. And we have a hamshacha line. I don't know if the sardim or samechan, the mechaber shita, lagabi hamshacha, it's a chumrah. To have hamshacha, some rishonim hold that min ha-Torah, hamshacha is machshir everything. So min ha-Torah, that would be a thing to avoid Shabbos of Daraisa. Now whether they pour the hamshacha stat or not, I don't know. I guess we'll be able to see. The last nakuda, that's from the spout, before it goes in. The last point is, I want to point something out about kelim mikvahs that are in stores. Many stores have a kelim mikvah with a hechsher. It was made originally with rainwater. You have to realize what happens in these stores. People tovel pots. They're constantly being notel sav and nasel sav. They're constantly putting in the pot, pulling it out, pouring in the water, and they're constantly creating mayim shuvim. Now, in a world where everybody will follow instructions, which is not the Yiddish world, they would have a sign that says, before you remove your pot, turn it upside down in the mikvah, and then pull it out. But we Jews don't read instructions, because we know better than the fellow who wrote the instructions, and therefore it doesn't really work. That means that there is... What? They don't. Who bothers with instructions? They know it's not even posted. Now, what we did in the bar that we made in ShopSmart is we made kalim. Now, you have to know, this all chumras. When you're titling a glass, which is a drabanon, it certainly don't have to be yaitzer or chumras. You're titling metal, it's a person, so they're icy, you want to be yaitzer. What we did there is we made the kalim mikvah. There's no virus on the side, but if you look there carefully, the same thing if you look at the Kalim Mikveh here on S and at Achiezer, what they did is they made the platform with an underneath bar of Megashamim, with a nekev that combine, that connects them. And if the tap is not Nafasah V'Nafasah, according to the Shitas that hold that you can rely, it doesn't mix. So your Maviach, the idea that the water doesn't mix, and therefore it's going to be still, you're not going to have a psul and not osav and osav. Now, over years, to say it doesn't mix is not likely, but if we're worried about marasayin, it could be that is adequate, and that is the minute to do it this way. Okay, now, if you don't mind, I'd like to continue. The corner of East 28th and Avenue R, there's a building under construction, you can see. We'll go inside, it's a mikveh, they poured the bairis. There are two sets, two mikvahs with two sets of bairis, and the Rabbi Masselton, and they assured me they will not make an appeal. So we can go. I'll meet you there in a few minutes. No, Sfarad didn't make it the same way, except Lubavitch. Lubavitch has the other.